Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we've got our first guest in already.
I know, he's very keen.
Very keen, very keen young man, very keen. Would you like to introduce him then, please, if your voice will last long enough to say it?
Yes, he's Neil Riley, and he's from the Southern Co-op. I had to look at the board because I'd forgotten his name.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
So sorry, Neil.
How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Thank you for coming. Now, you are from the award-winning,
yeah.
I can say, Co-op in the community, because you picked up an award on Friday the same as we did.
The same as you guys did. Yeah, well, congratulations.
And congratulations to you. We lost out to UKSA, but we're just saying, fair dues.
Next year we'll do something.
But what does Co-op in the community do?
Yeah, I mean, Co-op is, you know, I think if you're familiar with the way the Co-op was in previous years, we're very much community orientated. Mm-hmm. We're very much a not-for-profit organisation. Anything we kind of make at the end of the year, we like to reinvest back into the members of the company and also giving out to the community. So we get a kind of pot of money every year to kind of help community initiatives, anything that's kind of going on in the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, just try and really kind of help our area grow. We try to be good neighbours, the community around us, and yeah, do what we can for the people that come and use our facilities, really. Try and give a little bit back.
Mm.
You certainly do that, because there's lots of people who use all the services you have, like the post office, and you haven't got a butcher's there, have you? We've got all the local stuff.
Yeah.
You stock, don't you?
Yeah, unfortunately, the delicatessen counter is not quite financially viable these days. They're a bit of a struggle. But yeah, we try and do what we can. We listen to what the customers want, and we try and give them what the kind of services they need. Yeah, definitely.
But you're based at our freshwater store.
Yeah.
I say our freshwater store because we live in freshwater.
Yeah.
Based at the freshwater store. But you cover just the island, or is it part of the Southern Co-op generally?
Yeah, so I'm based at the freshwater co-op. Obviously, we being the senior store manager on the Isle of Wight, we kind of branch out a little bit and look after a bit of that type of thing. But yeah, generally, yeah, we sit within an area in the south coast. Southern Co-op is predominantly a southern adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really go higher than London. We stretch out as far as Exeter, and we go as far and wide as Essex, I think, or Kent.
Essex or Kent, okay.
Yeah, Kent, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's quite a big sprawl of...
it's a huge area, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what sort of community initiatives do you support, and how do you support them?
So, well, the good thing about it is because it's kind of individually led by the stores and the store managers.
Right.
So we have a charity partner. So we open up charities to put in, what's the word I'm looking for, applications to become our charity partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we've got the applications in, we then put that out to our colleagues who then vote on which charity they'd like to support for the year.
Okay.
And then all our carry bag sales, you know, we all have to pay the 5p carry bag levy, which is a bit of a nightmare, a bit controversial, but all that gets reinvested back into our charity partners.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a series of fundraising over the 12 months. But at the same time, we also have a pot of money for cash donations. We have a pot of money for goods donations, which we can just help out any kind of ad hoc.
Oh, right. Okay. So you don't just pick one charity. You pick one main charity.
One main charity, yeah.
But you do help out other organisations with goods or occasionally cash.
Yeah, definitely. We raffles and prize givings and all that type of thing. But then when the need arises, we can also, you know, kind of club together and put some money together to help some people out. I mean, I think last year West White Nursery got broken into, unfortunately, and they stole all of their gardening equipment. And three stores got together and put some of their money together, and were able to replace everything and fix all the damage for the nursery.
Brilliant!
That's the sort of thing that comes in very useful, isn't it?
Yeah,
sort of a quick result, as it were.
Yeah, completely, and that's what we're there for, I think. You know. And, you know, people look at supermarkets and they think we're just kind of there to take your money. But, you know, Southern Co-op definitely has a different ethos. And
you have to take your money.
Well, exactly.
You're not just doing that. So do the people who send you an application, do they have to be a charity, a registered charity?
Yeah, or an initiative. We do ask for a kind of charity number, but if it's kind of a project that's being run and it's not done on a charitable basis, then there's also scope for that as well.
Mm.
What about something like a community interest company?
We work with Action for Support. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Yeah, we work with those. Them quite closely at the moment as well. And the Time Bank, which is
heard of the Time Bank.
Yeah, they're quite prevalent over in the West White area. So we help them out with quite a few bits and bobs.
So it's for the main charity, it's your carrier bag sales and fundraising within the store.
Yeah,
and your staff get involved in that and hold fundraising events of one sort or another.
Yeah, like for example, we've got West White Nursery as our charity partner this year. Big operation with no funding, because obviously the government has kind of slashed that kind of funding. So we've done numerous things. Well, we did a big 5K fun run in Southampton where we all got embarrassed ourselves and run through foam and overinflated.
There's nothing more embarrassing yourself, Jared.
We've held party nights for during the summer, and we've got another one coming up for Halloween for the kids, and trying to sell tickets and raising money. We've done quite a few various things for them, and it's been good. And they're going through tough times at the minute. They've got quite a lot of money to raise by the end of November. And we've just been able to cut them a cheque for £3,500, which
brilliant.
That's good.
Which is going to put a big dent in what they need to kind of raise and keep them afloat for the time being. But they've got sustainable plans going forward, but in the interim they need help, and that's where we kind of come in.
Good. And do you have like a board in your shop where you can put community posters and tents?
Yeah, in the foyer area we've got a community board, and also we've got a lot. We're quite lucky in Freshwater, we've got a TV. Which kind of flashes up with lots of things that are going on at the moment. We've actually given that over to the local community centre so they can use that to kind of get the word out about what they're doing, because they do a phenomenal amount of good work up there as well. Mm. So it's all about kind of, we just really want to be at the heart of the community and do what we can to help.
So the Southern Co-op, that's the food stores. Is also the Co-op funeral service? Is that
part of our umbrella? Yeah, we also own a few Starbucks now as well. We're branching out into
really.
We do, believe it or not. Yeah, we've got nine now.
So that's a franchise, isn't it? So you've taken on the franchise from Starbucks Corporation.
Yeah, well, there was a company that was kind of selling their franchises that they'd already bought. So we kind of bought that up as well.
Oh right.
Because diversification in the modern world is key if you want to survive in business. So
So are these? I'm not going to push that. Other coffee shops are available, but are they on the Isle of Wight? Some of these?
Not currently, but there will certainly be plans.
Watch this space.
Yeah, watch this space.
Because I know there is a Starbucks in Newport. That's not one of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and we've still got Neil in from the co-op in the community, the award-winning co-op in the community. I have
Absolutely.
To say that. Or your award-winning.
Where have you put your certificate?
Oh, it's on the wall in the office.
Of course.
Definitely.
Yeah, ours is out there on the wall.
It should be out so people can see it.
We're going to get a banner made for it across the front.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, now, you said in the earlier part of the interview that you help a particular charity each year. When's that coming up for grabs?
Yeah, so it'd be February, March. So I'd encourage anybody, any charities on the island looking for support, to get into your local Southern Cooperative store and just kind of ask the question. And then get an application form.
Okay, so that's how you do that one.
Yeah.
But if you want a bit of ad hoc help, is it the same process?
Yeah, just pop in, just to explain what it is you're trying to achieve, and they'll let you know whether they can help you or not, and more often than not, they can.
Okay. So, for example, I'm not saying we're going to do this, but if we were to hold a fundraiser that said, we're going to have a barbecue, we might be able to approach you for some of the food for it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's all very much kind of a budget related. If we've got money left in the pot, then absolutely we can sort things like that, no problem. But like I say, it's all very much dependent, because some stores do a fantastic job and support lots of charities and spend their money very, very quickly, and others, they kind of hang on to it to the end of the year. So it all just kind of depends, really. And we'll take anything at face value, and if we need to do something above and beyond, we can also, approach our kind of head office and see what else we can do.
Okay.
Magic.
Okay, so and just approach any member of staff, basically,
say, let's say, explain exactly why you're there, and there's official forms to fill out, and
of course,
and then just go from there.
Or you could go into one of the funeral places as well.
Yeah, they do exactly the same thing.
It's exactly the same process.
Yeah.
Just explain to me, because I'm getting a bit confused about the co-op. This is Southern Co-op.
Yeah, well, I have this conversation many, many times a day. So I think there are about 8 different cooperatives in the UK, and as a combined, I think there's about 7,000 shops, which is massive.
Okay,
but they all operate independently. Mm. We all purchase food together, which gives us enormous buying power, allows us to give the customer the best price possible.
Mm.
We operate completely independently from, say, for example, we've got a co-op in Freshwater, then we've got the one in Newport, and we're completely different cooperatives.
Yeah, that's a different co-op entirely, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's Cooperative Group, which is the main one, really.
That was founded in
Manchester many moons ago.
And is the one in Ryde the same?
And we've got two in Ryde.
Two in Ryde.
There's a smaller one in Ryde, which is Southern, and then we've got the bigger one, which I think you have to go up the stairs. Yeah, that's C.
Yeah.
That'd be Cooperative
It's got an escalator in it.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Well, No, it's a travelator, to be fair. Not an escalator.
We've got two co-ops in Freshwater. They're not both southern, are they?
They're both southern, yeah, right. Believe it or not.
Yep. Strangely, just as a bit of an anorak thing, there used to be a third one where Sainsbury's now is.
Oh, right, okay.
And that was some other co-op. It wasn't the same as the other two, so it got really, very confusing.
Yeah, very confusing. And then you've got the welcomes and the nieces, and you'll see cooperative goods in there as well. So, yeah, it's all very...
Oh, they're all part of the same team, are they?
Well, we all kind of buy in from the same... We call it a federal retail buying group. So it just, yeah, like,
I see, okay.
It gives us enormous buying power and allows us to just be able to, you know, make good value.
Co-op's been around for hundreds of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it started as like a group of farmers that got together and wanted to do something, you know, to sell the products in the best way they could without being ripped off by local businesses. So I think it started in Rochdale, the Rochdale Pioneers, I believe they're called.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Don't test me on my history, though. Cool.
No, I wasn't going to go down that path because... I've got some holes in my memories as well as how those things. Like when I used to live on the mainland, we had a big co-op bakery around the corner from me, which was always very nice to visit.
Yeah.
So, just to recap then, to get assistance as the charity of the year, any co-op store on the island will be able to help you.
Yeah, you can apply for that. It's a bit more of an in-depth application. You know, fill in, and there's a bit of... information to put down on that one. And then what happens is when we've got all our applications in, we put that to our colleagues, and the colleagues will then vote on which one they think is the worthiest, I suppose. Okay. They're all worthy in their own way, but
yes, of
the
course.
Colleagues will, you know, sometimes they've got something quite close to their own hearts. Okay. And then that's the one we choose to support for 12 months. But like I say, we don't just exclusively do it for those people. We will support any kind of community initiative that's kind of going on if we can.
Even if it's as small as letting them put their poster up for their fundraising event in your stores.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
That's great.
And we volunteer as well. We allow our colleagues to go out and get paid by the co-op, but volunteer for charities as well.
Good. So you can get a bit of help, physical help, as it were. Oh, that's a great idea.
If you need your garden sorting out, give us a shout. I might send Bob round from the bakery.
Bob from the bakery, right.
Yes.
We'll go in to see Bob and the bakery and say, Neil said.
Yeah.
Exactly. He probably won't thank me for that.
No.
There you go.
No.
We wouldn't dream of it.
Mm. Well, that's great. Thanks for coming around, Neil.
No, it's been a pleasure.
And we will have this interview up on our website and send you the details in due course. But if you want anything in the meantime, pop into your local co-op and just ask.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.